Hi, Richard Lawson here. Welcome to another episode of The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. Tonight's episode, funk. Let's get the funk out. This is all about funk, right from the start, right to now. And to kick it off, we've got the original godfather of funk, James Brown and Sex Machine.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure as your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Ha!
James Brown, Sex Machine. Coming up, Prince on Funk. This is his song Kiss, which is pretty cool. It's very funky, very downbeat, and it's very sassy. And you're on hookthewave.com.au, and this is the Explosion Radio Show. Was Kiss by Prince. Next up on Funk, George Benson, Gibbon Knight from 1981. He was a jazz artist, jazz guitarist, and this is his big crossover hit into the disco funk world, and it's Gibbon Knight.
Give me the night.
Funk is a music genre that originated in the mid to late 1960s when African-American musicians created a rhythmic, danceable, new form of music for a mixture of soul music and jazz and rhythm and blues. James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone and the Isley Brothers were the first to break away into this new form. Funk de-emphasizes melody and harmony and brings a strong rhythmic groove of electric bass and drums to the foreground. Funk songs are often based on an extended vamp on a single chord. Sly and the Family Stone really got into that, and also James Brown, just hanging in that one chord and just distinguishing the funk. This distinguished it from R&B soul songs, which are built on bigger chord progressions. Funk uses the same chords found in bebop jazz, such as minor chords with added 7th and 11ths, or dominant 7th chords with altered 9ths. Now that might sound like double dutch to a few of you, but that's straight out of Wikipedia. Anyway, enough of the talk, straight back to the funk. Here's Womack and Womack from 1988 and their hit Teardrops.
Fever for loss, romance.
Now, apart from James Brown, one of the wildest men in funk was George Clinton and his band Parliament. Their hit, Not Just Knee Deep, was actually originally 15 minutes long, so you talk about extending songs. Some of these songs were actually originally quite long. But this is the edited version, Not Just Knee Deep, from 1979. You're with Richard Lawson on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au, and this episode is all about the funk. Now, white guys could also play funk as well. Wild Cherry had a big hit in 1976 called Play That Funky Music. Here it is now, and you're on hookthewave.com.au on the Funk Show on The Explosion. And I'm Richard Lawson.
Lay down the boogie and breathe out.
Wild Cherry and Platter Funky Music. Next up, we do have Sly and the Family Stone from 1969. Take You Higher. These guys played this at Woodstock, and at 3 a.m. in the morning, they had the crowd screaming out higher, 500,000 people. And it features that immortal line, boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka. Funk music on the explosion, and you're on hookthewave.com.au.
I'm gonna take you out.
Family Stone and Take You Higher. Next up, Isaac Hayes and Shaft. Who will ever forget Shaft? The theme from the film. This is from 1971. Actually won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. One of the only songs to funk to actually make it that high. Talk about Take You Higher. We're on hookedwave.com.au. This is The Explosion. I'm Richard Lawson and this is The Funk. Other White Boys, the Bee Gees. They'd made a varied career right from the early 60s all the way through to the 70s. And then they started to discover funk music and jazz music and soul music in America in the mid-70s. And this is the explosion of that scene. Stayin' Alive. It was the second of six consecutive number one singles in America, a record for that time, for 1977. The Bee Gees and Stayin' Alive. Stayin' Alive, the Bee Gees, and you're on hookthewave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show of Richard Lawson, and this episode number four is all about the funk. Coming back to some of those original guys, the Easley Brothers. The little thing about the Easley Brothers is that the guitarist was Jimi Hendrix before he moved to England. And this is It's Your Thing for 1969. He'd already left the band and he was quite big by then. This is their exploration into funk. Maybe if they'd got the funk a bit earlier, Hendrix might have stayed around, who knows. We'll be right back.
to talk with you. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to talk to.
Brothers, and it's your thing. Next up on the funk on the Explosion Radio Show on hookedwaves.com.au, Chic, Freak Out from 1978. There's a funny little aside from this song. Grace Jones actually invited the band and Noel Rogers down to Studio 54, and the doormen, who were quite rough at the time, weren't told that they were coming, and they were unceremoniously not invited in. So they actually wrote this song in response to that, and originally Freak Out was Fuck Off. Ha ha ha, sorry, not allowed to swear. But for 1978, this is Chic and Freak Out. Thanks for being us tonight. You can stream this episode anytime you'd like on hookthewave.com.au. Just search the radio show Explosion, just straight on the front page there. This is episode number 4, The Funk. I'm Richard Lawson signing off. You're on hookthewave.com.au on the Explosion Radio Show, episode number 4. This is The Funk, LaBelle and Lady Marmalade.